The MRI has become an increasingly used diagnostic tool, but some patients are quite apprehensive about having the test. This week on WRVO's health and wellness show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Scott Buckingham, a Syracuse radiologist, about the advances in MRIs and their use, and how to cope with the test if you're claustrophobic.
Why has an MRI become such an important diagnostic tool?
Well, over the years, the techniques have evolved to the point where an MRI is more applicable for more and more imaging problems and questions. The new techniques allow visualization of many more things than were originally done. You can now use it for blood vessels, body organs, even moving parts like the heart, which weren't originally the case. It has the advantage that there's no radiation like a CAT scan or X-ray, and the pictures are incredibly detailed.
How does the MRI machine work?
In fairly basic terms, it's a strong magnet, and you are inside the magnet, and while you're in there, kind of like that science experiment where you wrap wires around a nail as a kid, you get the tiniest undetectable bit of magnetization in yourself, and that bit of magnetization is sensitive to radio waves. We send in radio waves, and different parts of the body respond in different ways, and then when they settle back down to where they were, they release some back. So when you're in there, you're actually in an antenna, in addition to being in a magnet, and we process that information to make the images.
So when those images are they made in cross-section?
They can be made in cross-sections or in volumes. That's one of the interesting things about MRI. You can choose to set it up to acquire things on a slice-by-slice basis, or you can actually pick an area and interrogate that entire area and get a volume picture, which is great because then you can twist it and rotate it in any direction, and it maintains its resolution and its clarity in any of those directions.
What do you mean when you say slice by slice?
Well, if you imagine that you were having a brain MRI, the typical way to look at that is to imagine like a sliced loaf of bread. You look at it piece by piece as you step through, from top to bottom, side to side, or front to back on an MRI, and the machine will acquire the information each bit at a time. And then as you scroll through on your computer screen, you see each step, and that's how the radiologists are trained to look at those images. There are some things. One of the techniques MR is great for now is blood vessels, where it's more intuitive to look at it as a volume, like an old conventional angiogram with a catheter where you can rotate the image around and see the blood vessels highlighted or lit up and see them in sort of a global view. So how you look at it and how you acquire it depends on what your target and question are.
An MRI is non-invasive, yet there are some people who are a little hesitant about the idea because it's going to involve their entering an enclosed space and staying still. And there is a certain percentage of the population that does suffer from claustrophobia. So what's being done to help them through an MRI?
A couple of ways to approach that. First of all, we spend a lot of time with our technologists. They're very good about talking patients through this and helping them, giving them a break if they need it. Magnet design has also been altered over the years to try to open the magnet. So when you may perceive it as smaller, sometimes it's because the shell has really been changed, but the guts of the magnet are the same, but to give you a more open sensation. All of those things together might not be enough for certain very claustrophobic patients. And in that case, there are other magnet designs called open MRIs where they're even less constricting. And we'll direct patients to that if that's what they need.
That was radiologist Scott Buckingham speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for the story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.